Interesting. The nusach of the bracha that we say on Bris Milah in the kais, so we say bracha sheik shalom etzav tzivan ala milah v'achlisa b'risa shalom ala mavinu. Let me say b'ripya gofen baruch atah Hashem alakenu malachalom asher kidash yidid mi beten. That's referring to Yitzchak Avinu. He was ready in his kaddish mi beten. He referred to him as a Yadid, a friend. He's a friend of a Kaddish Baruch Hu B'chayk B'sheir Hassam. He said to him, Chassam by his priest Kaddish, Hakeim B'shar Zeres Kael, Chai, Chakenu Tzureinu, Tzameid Lahatzil Yadidus Sheirinu Mishachas. So right, we talk about Yadidus. So there's a lot of Yadidus over here, a lot of friends. Right? Avraham Avinu is referred to as Yadid, Yadid Hashem. It says, Ma'al Yadid Pasuk in Yirmiyo, because Al Darshan and Avraham Avinu came to see what happened in the Korban Habayis. Darshan says, why is my Yadid, my friend Avraham, why are you coming to visit over here? So he's referred to, Avraham is referred to as Yadid. Yitzchak is referred to as Yadid, Yadid Mibetan. And the Pasuk says that the Bracha says, so we're going to have, we have the Bris Kodesh. The Schar Zoyz, because of the Bris Kodesh, Kael, Chai, Living God, Chalkeinu Tzureinu, who is our portion, Tzabei, command, Lahatzil Yedidu Sheirenu. This friendship that we have, of this family friendship that we have, save us Mishachas from Gehenna, because of the Bris. So why is it, what does Yedidus mean? What's the point over here of Yedidus, of friendship? It's a Bris, so what's the point of friendship? You can have two nations, can be Kari's Bris between each other. They're not necessarily the best friends. Abimelech and Ram were covers. They made a brisk. Didn't say they're friendly, but necessarily they were friends. They made an arrangement. I shouldn't come the raw against you. You shouldn't come the raw against me. I mean, it wasn't necessarily anything which was so friendly. If you think about the musig of we have two brises in this week's parsha. We have the bris of Ben and Besorim, and we have the bris of Mila. Batsim it's a pliat suma. The Goyin says that Rashi points out that the derech of kersei bris is they would take some type of animal, something, they would split it in half, and the partners of the bris would walk through the portions of the animal. What is the symbolism of that? What does it represent? Why do they do that? So it says over here, so there is he saw in his Mara, he saw a lapid esh, which represented the Shechina, walking through the two parts of the animal, which he cut apart, as the Baruch was carrying his bris with us. So the Goyin says, imagine there's two friends, and that's the Moshe he uses over the Lashon, there's two friends, extremely close with each other, and they're going to be going on a distant journey, one from the other, not going to be able to be with each other for a very long period of time. And friend number one wants to make sure that he has some connection to friend number two, even at a distance. So he takes the most precious thing that he has, and he gives it away to friend number two. And vice versa, friend number two takes away the most precious thing that they have, and they give it to friend number one. So friend number one is traveling and says, where's my favorite watch? Oh, friend number two has that. All right, a few days later, says, where's my watch? Oh, friend number two has this. He's constantly going to remember his other friend. So the Lakuna of Krisis Bris, the Goyin says, is that each partner will take something which is of extreme value to them and give it over to the other one. So they're taking part of their being, something which is very valuable to them, and they're giving it away. That's the symbolism of the two pieces. I'm taking part of me and I'm giving it away to somebody else. Okay, so what's the Krisis Bris we're talking about over here? What are the elements of the Krisis Bris when we talk about over here? He says, so Klal Yisrael, on our part, our Krisis Bris is we're taking the commitment to Torah to the point of Mesiras Nefesh. We're taking our life and we're giving it over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, taking the most valuable thing that we have, which is our life. And we're saying, Hashem, we're willing to give that to you if necessary. That's our side of the Krisis Bris. So we can't, obviously, we live with awareness that we have a constant responsibility to give over our lives to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're constantly going to be thinking about our friends, the other part of the Bris. Kadosh Baruch Hu, on his part, what did he do? What did he give? What did he give away? What was the most valuable thing to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave away to Klal Yisrael? He says he gave away the hug of the Bria. The Rosham loves Klal Yisrael, and he would like to be made to us as much as he could. But instead of allowing himself to do that, as it were, as the going, he took over the hug of the Bria and he said, Klal Yisrael, it's up to you. If you do good, you're going to get. If you don't, you're not going to get. So who's pained by that? A parent which has to, in some way, withhold something from a child, or even more, punish a child, is in tremendous pain that they have to do this to their wonderful, beloved child. They are more pain, more than the child wants to receive, the parent wants to give. But he can't, because he said it's not good for the child. So he gave away that which is most beloved to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is his desire to be made to us, and he gave it over to us to decide. That's what he gave over, the Goyen says. But the moshe which the Goyen uses is to Yedidim. This is a relationship which is to Yedidim. Now, it's always an improper thing to try and inject our thought process and our emotions into the Ovis, because we have no way to understand what the Ovis were like. But if I could, if I were Avraham Avinu, and I come and I hear this expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu's care and concern and interest to me, that he's willing to pattern the rest of the hug of the Bria from this point onwards based on myself and my actions and the actions of my descendants. The overwhelming emotion is a feeling of Yedidus, a feeling of Ahava. Ahava Soil Mahavtich, Avraham is called Avraham Oyavi. And he feels the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Rosh was Kareis Bris, he made clear to us that he's Kelchai. Chalkenu Tzureinu, he's the Tzur of the world, but he's Chalkenu, he's our portion, he's our lot, he's we're connected with him perfectly. And it's Yedidus Shereinu, it's a relationship of Yedidus. Now, I know sometimes or other I don't see that when we walk around feeling that relationship. We don't. Somebody asked me recently, conversation going on in the class, and they says there's a musig of being over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidus Hashem B'Simcha. How is that possible? How is that possible when a person's in a state of being very sad over a loss, an avelus, you know, a halachic loss, you know, halachically sanctioned sorrow, or even not luckily sanctioned, that the more talks about a person was he was of the Svinos Abiyam. So where's the Yedidus Hashem B'Simcha? Mitzgaldius B'Simcha. So I said Mitzgaldius B'Simcha. I'm not so overwhelmed with it. That wasn't, you know, not a Chazal. It's from Nachum from Breslov. So I'm not sure I have to answer that. Right. Answer to that. The Yedidus Hashem B'Simcha is a pasuk. Tachas Shir Lavad Hashem Kecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivov is a pasuk. So I told the person, you know, human beings are interesting things. So imagine you have a situation like this. Very sad situation. There's a Levaya, a very close friend. And the Gadol HaDor is being has to be brought to the Levaya. He's come to Levaya. Tremendous kavod to the Nifter. Bacher is chosen to have the responsibility to go and pick up this Adam Gadol, drive him to the Levaya. So what emotions does he have? He has emotions being sad, friend is Ifter. He has Yira, he's awe of the Skolam Gadol that he's traveling with. He feels the element of Schus, the Simcha, that he was the one who was chosen to this position. We can have multiple emotions at the same time. Yedidus Hashem B'Simcha, the Pshat in the Pasuk, the more says it says, there's a Yedidus Hashem, the Pasuk says Yedidus Hashem B'Yira, Yedidus Hashem B'Simcha. Now, the pshat in the pasuk of Yedidus Hashem B'Yira means that your avoda should be expressed, that you're being oved, and you should do it with tremendous awe. You should also do your avoda with tremendous simcha. You're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not greater than driving this Olam Gadol to the situation to where you were taking him. You have Gemaldik Simcha. You're the person who's driving this Olam Gadol. I'm driving Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein. It's like, you know, how Gemaldik, you know. I also have Yira at the same time. It doesn't mean I'm dancing. It doesn't mean that I'm you know, jumping. That's sosin. Sosin is rejoicing. I'm not rejoicing, but I'm happy that I'm serving this Adam Gobel. I'm happy that I'm serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Means that your avodah should be done b'simcha, because if you appreciate the value of what you're doing, you would do it b'simcha. It doesn't mean that I'm a happy person, and while I'm happy, I serve Hashem. I serve Hashem through happiness. I'm happy that I'm serving Hashem. That's what shot in the pasuk is. So I said, I don't understand the question. Okay. Sometimes we have that moment of that hargosha. I have this hargosha Motzi Sukkos, towards the end of the last day of Sukkos, you know. But I said it was terrible, but you know, Motzi Sukkos. It's a very, I don't know, strong emotion of sadness. You know, Yom Neroyim, Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and it's all behind us. So I know, yeah, the Velt says, you know, it's a Vekagang Yamtiv, Ichzogus Haranga Kumana Yamtiv. And the Velt says that, you know, Yamtiv left. I said, I don't know, but we've added another Yamtiv to our Metzias. That's quite a Madrega. I said, but one second, let's stop for a second. I have no doubts that the mitzvah of putting on tefillin is no less chashuv than the mitzvah of putting on, shaking a lulav. So why are we more excited about a lulav than we are about tefillin? Because lulav is once a year and tefillin is every day. So Nebuch, because Russia was nice enough to give us tefillin every day, we shouldn't appreciate tefillin. Like the more said, because I'm a zacher, hiftzadati, because I'm better, I lose. And Shabbos is not more. It's not as important as Sukkos. I have Shabbos every week. And learning Torah, it's not as chashuv as Sukkos, sitting in a Sukkah. So I have plenty of things I should be happy about. Appreciate. In my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't have the extra dose of excitement of something new and exciting and different, etc. Come to this week's parsha, and you know the parshias of the parshias of Sefer Bereishis. There's a lot of different elements in it. You know, there's the motions of like, the creation of the Bria, and then there's Chet, and then Adam and Kaim and Hebel, Chet, Dor Enosh and Chet, Noach and Chet, Dor Hafloga and Chet, Avraham Avinu, the beginnings of a Tikkun. And then Ramavino is taking the task. He's taking the task. Also, Ganyam Tamin Chachamim, Wamshat the Gemara says he did something wrong. Or he asked Mamayeda, according to Wamshat the Gemara, he did something wrong. A lot of different emotions. But the Russian was Karis Bris. He created a pact of Yedidus, a friendship. What greater friendship than be that he said the Bari Olam, the Chay Olamim, the Chay Olamim, the source of everything, ties himself to a human being. It's just like we've spoken about this a bit before. That should be the most mind-boggling thing. I told you, the reason why they put the sign over there says the Fox of Beit Medrash on the window. But there used to be nothing on that window, and I was always worried that, you know, a guy would be coming to the Beis Medrash one morning. He was so excited to come to Shachris, he'd forget that the window was there, and he'd go smash through the window, forget to use the door because he's running to daven Shachris. Tefillin, I say he's tefillin. They said that, you know, the Vidichiver, that, you know, the day after Sukkos, he hadn't put on tefillin. He was succeeded. He didn't put on tefillin Chol HaMoed, you know. So he hadn't put on tefillin for 9 days. And Amol comes out, it could be 10 days, you know. It comes out to be Erev Shabbos. So that's, you go straight in the Shabbos Bereishis. Imagine, he hasn't put on tefillin for 10 days. It's 11 days that he put on tefillin. Erev Shabbos, he put on tefillin. It's 11 days later. Pasha, he woke up early in the morning and he waited for the Zaman. He's sitting there checking the clock, waiting for the Zaman. It's the moment he could cop the mitzvah, the Galdi mitzvah of tefillin. So I know our Brachim are the same, and that's why we put the sign over there. Fox, so he shouldn't make the mistake and smash through the window. Because the Chachat Rachmanis. But I've never seen anybody do that. I've never seen anybody smash into that window. on his way to running the Shacharis. Where's the Yedidus? You know, it's very good. I mean, imagine you had a relationship with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, good friend of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, you know, you could call him up whatever you want to just schmooze with him. It'd be so geschmack. Like, you'd be so excited, you know, I can run to Rav Shmuel, you know, call up, yeah, they come in, yeah, let's schmooze to see what's going on, you know, how things are doing. I'd be so excited to do it. I have Yedidus with an Adam Gadol. Just whenever I want. I mean, I think back. I talk ahead. You did this with Noshim with Adam. I don't think I realized it, but just by so, you know, I knock on Shiva's door, walk in, and shmooze. You know, Shiva will climb, you know, just knock on his door. You know, like, remember a person one time came in from New York. You know, see what needed to speak to Rav Gifter. So I don't know. I met him in the hallway. I said, "Shalom, I can help you." He came to speak to Rav Gifter. I says, "Okay." I says, "So what's the procedure?" He says, "You knock on the door." And like you don't have to make. Well, then what happens is, if he's available, he says he's available. If he's not available, he says not available. I was like, what's your problem? He's looking like, what's my problem? Like, you know, like in New York, there's a tzakatza, you know, tachnit to get in, you know, like, you knock on the door, you walk in. He says, yeah. You know, you knock on the door, he says, yeah. And he'd walk in and he'd speak to you, like but what's the grace of spritz? I don't think I realized what it meant to, like, you know, like, yeah, talk is interesting. Think about it. So I'm going to have a conversation with him. Like, so like, oh, I'm tired. I don't walk like that. Our Asher Bach Abonu Mikol Amin Benos Alonis Tervasoi Shaloi Sani Goy. It should be very difficult to move from that bracha. Like, Shino San Asech Vino Lahav Kimid Yem Amin Loilab. Like, how do you move? How do you go to the next bracha? It's like such an overwhelming bracha. Shaloi osani goy. And there are guys who are saying, like, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm so happy that shaloi osani goy. Isn't it much easier to be goy taka? Like, you know, like, Barsham, why am I giving you a bracha? Shaloi osani goy. I'd rather prefer to get Barsham. I'm like, why? You know, like, it isn't life. It's so much easier. The Rosham is Kuris Bris with Klal Yisrael, which means he creates a pact of Yedidus. He reaches down from the Shemesh Shemayim, the Bari Kol Olamim, the source of everything, the infinite power, infinite being, the limitless in time and space. Right? Trillions of light years mean nothing. He reaches down and he makes a pact with me. And I say, Elokei Avraham, and I say, what's the Bari Olam? He's Magen Avraham. The first bracha of the B'Sayin Shemoneh Esrei is, what does Rosh Hashanah do? He takes care of Avraham. He protects Avraham. That's his godless. He protects Avraham. He's Barik HaElom. He's Mechayim Esim. He's the Ruach, the wind, the everything. No, the first Nakud is Magen Avraham. You should almost like be overwhelmed by the words to the point you can't go weiter. We have, we say bracha of Ava Rava of Tano Hashem Elokeinu. I feel the Ava. Habacher b'mo Yisrael b'ahavo. Ava Soilom. Ohev b'mo Yisrael. There's Ava. It's a fascinating Chofetz Chaim. Shmir Zaloshin. You know, part of the problem is because we know Krishna is not Mavater, and we know the person expects from us quite chashuv things, and, you know, there's Gehenna, and there's demands and requirements, so I'm not busy thinking about the Abba, because I'm busy thinking about, like, you know, I'm going to burn a Gehenna, you know, if I don't get it right or right, so that's pretty, can be, I'm not feeling the Abba. So the Russian promises Eretz Yisrael. So, like, yeah, if you do it perfectly and you don't make any mistakes, and you know, kusa shayud, and, like, you know, the madrega of the gabaldega, okay, then you'll get it sold. Otherwise, like, no, ice, you know, call this. So it's not such an exciting ava. And I sit there with pachad the whole time. I'm going to blow it. So who said this taina? Shmiras Loshen in Chelek Sheni on Parsha Shlach. So I saw this Sefer Chishavta Rokhai. He shtelt through this piece of Shmiras Loshen. It's an awesome sushtel. This is the taina of the Raglim. Sefer Tzitzil is so kaddish and so holy. You know, you can't live there because you know if one mistake. It's like, you know, you're walking on ice, you know, so very thin ice, and you know, one mistake, and you boom, it's all over, like, you know. And we're not there, we're not the Madrega to live like that. And the Russian, and who started crying? The Russian says, Hedros, because they talk understood. The more you learn, the more you realize how much you're missing. You know, it's one of these, still sounds right, that one of the paradoxes of Musa is that the person who doesn't learn any Musa thinks he's got to find a mensch. When he's talking that, you know, we have dugmos from our modern elections. They think they're wonderful people. I mean, they're the most lowest lives of the world, but they're wonderful people in their eyes, and all of them are Shugana followers, right? And people talk a learn Musar, you know, like have recognize their chesroinus, and they have tannis in themselves when they want more, and like, you know, not so good, you know, they have an evil, like what's pshat, you know, like, you know. But that's takad emes. If you start learning, you realize how much you're missing. So who knew the most of the missing? That the Rosh is in a gross. Ron come back and say, you know, it's very hard to come to take it. And you have chesroinus. It's take it. I have chesroinus. The guy that she says, I don't need chesroinus. I'm fine. I'm ready to, right? But the man, the Rashiva says, you know, let the chmutz get a dog. A take not so good. So he says, Ivey, the Meragim are right. So what was the answer? What do Yeshua call it? Say, Ach Basham Altim Roidu. So the Chabad Chaim, the merchant said, I did not promise you Eretz Yisrael that you should be perfect. I promised you, Yisrael, as long as you're not married in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just don't blow it. Just don't destroy it. Don't be married against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all you got to do. You know what? The merchant, yeah, you get punished, you get tzchar, you get oynish, but I'm not making expecting from you perfection. Bar Yerlam is perfect. We're not perfect. We have ups, we have downs. We make a mistake, we start over again, we try again. Just Ach Bashem Al Tim Roibin. The Rosh Hashanah promised Avraham Avinu, Yudor Teda, right? They're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, as long as they don't supposedly destroy it with their own hands. They're murdered in the Kodesh Baruch. Do you hear that, Yedidus? Do you hear that wonderful, beautiful Yedidus? It's yours. I love you so much, I'll give it to you. Just don't spit in my face. Then I at some point I you know I can. Okay, tonight's shmuz is not about this. Tonight's shmuz is about learning. I should go have done with to get to the learning part. Parshas Noach, Medrashat Ruma, Gimel. Yisbarach Shmo Shemela Malchay Amlocha Mekadosh Baruch Hu Shabarcha BeYisrael B'Shivim Mumois K'mashe Kosu Kichelik Hashem Amo Yaakov Chem Nachosu. Masalona as a Torah B'Ksav Rishum B'Remes Sumurais Sustumas Apirshim B'Tar Shabapeh. There's Ksav with all these wonderful things. Gilas Amli Yisrael. V'Lo'Adil Shatar Shabksav Is Klalus Tar Shabapeh Is Protus Tar Shabapeh Is Harbe Tar Shabksav Is Maat V'Al Shabapeh Nemar Rukam Yaretz Midor Chavim Min Yam. Okay. Now, the official occurs of Kodesh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael el al tar shabal peh. Ki al pi adavar me'elo krati cha bris res Yisrael. Pasuk in Kisisa. The Bereshit didn't write it down because Umos Elam would come and claim that it's theirs. This tar shabal peh, shehi kosher l'lumay b'yesh b'tzar gadol, it's difficult to learn, etc. And he brings the Olchaz out. Now, what does it mean? They already said, Learning Torah Shabbat requires Avos Hashem. Learn Torah Shem B'Tzav does not require that. You can learn Torah Shem B'Tzav. I don't need a kfiya for that, etc. So how do you get Avos with kfiya? So you take a child, you know, and you want to train him to ride a bike. I don't remember myself when I learned how to ride a bike. I don't remember, you know, but teaching my son how to ride a bike. So, like, you know, yeah, it's exciting a little bit, you know, but then, you know, you're going to fall. It's going to hurt. But eventually you're really going to enjoy this. So, you know, you push him. You know, I don't want, come on, do it. Because when you do it, you'll appreciate it. Limud HaTorah is not stam. You know, there's an interesting, fascinating thing called the Torah. There's a Talmud 101. You know, we learned, you know, you can learn math 101 and Talmud 101. We actually have Talmud 101, you know, like in our BTL, yeah. Talmud 201, Talmud 301, you know, Talmud 401, you know. It's not a subject. It's a love letter to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's a letter of Yedidus. I want to see what my Yedid had wrote for me. I want to see what he said. You know what? It's hard to figure out what my Yedid said sometimes because he didn't really write so clearly. He wrote very b'kitzer. And I have to work very hard. What's going to motivate me to do that? I love my Yedid. I want to know what he said. We have a long winter ahead of us. And if you don't understand that you need a combination of kfiya, you have to make a true commitment to something, because otherwise it won't work. But after the commitment, if you don't develop an element of ava, that what I'm doing is so special and so unique and so glorious, that I'm learning the words of my Creator, what he has to say to me, my Yadid is speaking to me, and I love to hear what he has to say. It's very difficult. Yes, there are some individuals who have brilliant minds, and they enjoy the excitement and the fascination, and it's interesting. You know, they could do it with math, they could do it with chess, they could do it with sudokus, and they do it with Torah. Okay, fine, wonderful. That's not learning Torah, that's learning math. It's the same thing as math. Torah is the Rebbe's hurrah for Chaim. Rebbe was talking to you. Shteituch and Yerushalmi, Omer Mar, Omer Mara Shaloylam. Awesome. Omer Mar. Who's the Mar? Who's the master? The Tana? No. Who's talking through that Tana? The Bar Yoilam is talking through the Tana. It's not Rabbi Kiva, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Bar Yoilam talking through Rabbi Kiva and through Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Bar Yoilam talking to you. I'm learning the words of the Bar Yoilam. What can be more exciting than that? What can be more special than that? And the day said, I don't want to do it. Yeah. The same way, I gotta get you through the door sometimes to davening. But once you start davening, Shalasani Goy. Look at the Bria. Look at the Bria, the beauty of the Bria. The Yetzer Orver, Cheshech. Look at the Bria, the Av Rabba of Tanu. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ahavta Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. Magin Avraham. Pashat, you know, that's why davening. There's different nusachim, the feel of a davening that, you know, that a person has a shikul tam in it. So yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember that when you're in the bed, okay? But once you get out of bed, things start rolling. You know, there's a geshmak of davening. Once the guy stops standing in the back and chooses with the guy next to him, and he moves and starts davening, so he starts davening, you know. I'm thinking about putting up a sign, no parking in the back Friday nights. Because it's a yitzhar, I don't know, ultimately, you're not going to talk to the guy next to you. You know that's what's going to happen. So why are you eating enough to study? We all enjoy davening if we actually daven. Teres is what? It's hard to start davening. So instead, you stand by the back, and because you choose the guy next to you, it's like, you know, I push it to me. It's idiocy. Why anybody want to do that? You could be davening Kabbalah Shabbos, the beautiful words of Kabbalah Shabbos. Instead, you choose the guy next to you. Like, why would you want to do that? Like, why? Like, I just don't get it. Okay, if I suggest I'm very old-fashioned or something like that, I don't know. So we start learning also, I got to get into Seder, but you made a commitment to start on time. So start on time. Be there on time. Yes, but once you get into it, it's Ava. It's an expression of Ava. I have a desire to know what the Bereshim said. I have a desire to understand with a clarity what my Yedid said to me. There's no word like that anywhere in Davening except for by Nesinus HaTorah. The awesome Ava that the Rosham gave us Torah. He cares about so much, he wants us to know what to do. He wants us to have clarity. He wants us to be able to connect to him, because we can only connect to him through his Ratzon. So we know, all we have is his Ratzon. The only way we can connect to Bere, the only way we can shake his hand, that Yadid is Yad, Yad. We're shaking his hand. It's so geschmack. You see a friend, you give him a hug, you shake his hand. It's Yad, Yad. How do you shake HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand? You learn his Torah. That's when you're shaking his hand. That's when you're touching Bere. You're touching the Bere Olamim. That's the vehicle he gave us to allow us to touch him. Like, why would you want to do anything else? And Duchsa Chamir, that's what the Chaim Volozhin means when he says, you learn Torah, L'shem Torah. Doesn't mean stop. I like, enjoy, fascinating. Torah's fascinating. I think that's, is it clear from other places in Nefesh HaChaim? That's not what he means. But that's what some people say it over. It's incorrect. It's Torah, because it's the Bari Olam. And when you learn Torah, because it's the Bari Olam, Ein say, El if it's just a fascinating subject, you could never love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just a fascinating subject. There's people who study math all day. They love math. So that's Menashe Tum, but that's not Torah. You want to learn Torah? And learn to say, Elamisha, Oyev Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Libay, B'chol Nafshay, B'chol Ma'ayday. The only way you can learn Torah is you have a burning desire to connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know him. How do you know him? How do you connect him? How do you love him? And that's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's learning a piece of Gemara. That's butchering the Pshat in the Gemara, because it's not a game. It's real. It's Torah. I need to know Pshat. I think I have Pshat. Maybe I have Pshat. It's good enough. Let's go weiter. No. I need to know what it says. It's not good enough to go weiter. I need to know what it says. The Chassan writes a letter to his Kala, and she reads it. She's not sure what he means. And it's, you know, she can't call him up. She needs to know what it said. She's like, well, I think he probably meant this. It's okay, it's good. Let's go weiter, you know. Really? I need to know what it said. Because it's important to me. Because it's a letter from my Yadid. Avraham's called Yadid. Yitzchak's called Yadid. And Yadid Hashireinu, the Rosh Hashanah saves us from Mishachas. He saves us from destruction. Because what is a human being? If not to be end up with being nothingness, we're not for the fact that Hashem gives a hand to us and we're able to reach back with a hand. Yedidu Sheireinu. The Hashem created a world where He gives over the world to us, and we are equal players to Him. We are a shutif to Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis. He mamash gave over the world; it's our world, and the way we take care of this world, which is such a precious world because the Russian gave it to us, it's his world and he allowed us to share in it, is by sustaining it through the words of Torah. And what greater moment of Abba can there be than learning words of Torah?